This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
Welcome back to this edition of the Kona Edge, and we're going to be chatting some running today, and we welcome returning guest Marnie Sumbel onto the podcast. Marnie, thanks for joining us today. As far as the run goes, you mentioned that your land legs, when we spoke about your swimming, needed to be developed. It's something you have developed over the last decade.
Yeah, you know, I think it's funny because a lot of people, they talk about how they feel uncomfortable in the water, right? That feeling of, I don't know how to hold myself in the water. Well, I think for a very long time, and I even find myself now just thinking, I don't know how to hold myself when I'm running. What am I supposed to feel like? Sometimes it just doesn't feel natural for me.
Yeah, we spoke about the technique and the mechanics of swimming, but when it comes to the run, that's pretty important too. It's something that you've worked really hard on, particularly because you've been really injury plagued, and it's something you've had to work really hard on to sort those injuries out.
Yeah, it has been a tough journey. I think it's definitely, it's been tough because it's probably the times when I think about quitting the sport the most when I was injured. But now, seeing that I've been injury free for about 3.5 years, I'm really glad that I didn't give up. And there are a few things that I really focused on to keep myself healthy and progressing as a triathlete.
What were those areas that you worked on and really fixed?
Well, I think the first one, and it's a simple fix for anybody who's listening right now, is I stopped trying to get faster. I think that was such a big mistake for me, that I was always so focused on speed. I need to be faster, and, you know, just relatively speaking, I need to run, you know, this time in the marathon, or to be good or to qualify for Kona, I need to be this time. And while it may be true for many athletes, and it may be true for myself, having that thinking really put me into situations with my run training where I was ignoring the body signals when my body was breaking down, and that risked injury for me. And I think with running being such a destructive, you know, corrosive sport on the body, you have to be very smart with your execution. So I stopped trying to get faster and just focus on being more resilient. So I started to do more hill work. I started to do walking on an incline with a weight vest. I do strength training before I run sometimes. I love running off the bike. I feel so much better when I have a load on me and then I run. So it's not so much about trying to be fast, but being resilient when I run. And I learned through these years, and my husband, you know, having somebody look over you is great, because even if you're a great coach, you know, every coach needs a coach. And so sometimes our friends, our best friends and our spouses, they're great because they give us the honest feedback. And I'd always tell him, you know, I want to be faster. And he's like, listen, you're great at not slowing down. And I always tell my athletes that. And to be a great Ironman athlete, you don't really need to be fast. You just have to be really good at not slowing down on the marathon.
Yeah, and you talk about that resilience and its strength, and you touched on the strength work before. That's an area that a lot of triathletes neglect.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know what's interesting is it's not just the obvious, the core, the hips, the quads, the hamstrings, the calves. It's your upper body, and that can help you out as well with running. And it's also your feet, and making sure that you have good strong feet as well.
What are some of the sort of stuff you do out of running that helps your running? I mean, let's talk strength and conditioning and that sort of stuff. What do you think is that you do that helps your run?
The strength training is a huge component. And I think a lot of that is just because of my background. I've been strength training since I started swimming. So I was 10, 11 years old and I was strength training. The strength training now, though, is very functional. So I'm very limited in terms of lifting weights or trying to strength train just for the sake of, you know, getting stronger. And so it's a lot of body weight or maybe holding a load. So maybe squats where you're holding a bar ahead of you. That would above you. So that may be something where you are holding a weight, but doing exercises like on a box where you're stepping up and focusing on mobility and stability, and nailing these isolated movements before you get to more explosive, dynamic, plyometric movements.
How often would you suggest someone does strength and conditioning work as part of their training regime?
Well, the first thing, that's a great question. The first thing I would say is make sure your strength training isn't super long. It doesn't need to be an hour or 90 minutes. I think 45 minutes is a nice cap, but you can get a lot done in 15 to 20 minutes, 3 to 4 times per week. So I would encourage athletes to develop some kind of strength training routine. And what's really helpful is if you incorporate it into your cardio. So if you have an easy bike or an easy run, do strength training before you do the cardio, because you know that the workout is designed to be easy. But if you do the workout with a little bit of a tired body, so, you know, the strength fatiguing you a little bit, you can actually adapt really well from that easy workout, and you get, you know, 2 physiological gains from it than just the aerobic benefits.
Absolutely. Marnie, as always, great to catch up. Thank you so much for your time. If you want to find out more about Marnie and what she does from a coaching perspective, the website to get to is trymarniecoach.com, and we'll pop that link into the show notes of this episode as well. We look forward to touching base about your nutrition next time out, because you've got a slightly different approach to things, and I'm looking forward to chatting about that. Marnie, thanks for your time today. Much appreciated.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Run like the wind. Our next free online running seminar is happening soon. Sign up now on theKonaEdge.com/running seminar.